Mama Doji.
Shit!
You are so wrong! Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me tonight are...
Jill.
Ryan.
And Ryan.
And welcome to the Leetco Studios podcast, beginning of Momogus. Freeware Game Review, episode 46. Maple Story, part 1 in our 4-part series. We're calling Momogus.
It's only 4 parts?
It's 1 a week.
4 weekends.
Oh, okay.
Unless we want to do a double update, in which case it'd be an 8-part. That also means we have to do like 2
Are
today.
There 8 things we want to talk about?
There's a few things we want to talk about, apparently. But like I said, we can do a catch-all episode at the end for those things we just want to talk about a little.
All right, so we're going to say 4 parts.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Let's do it.
So you can do 4 parts and then a super little tiny part.
No, actually, that last one's probably going to be the biggest.
Yeah, because we're just going to talk about, 50 things for 1 minute.
Yeah.
It's going to be like part 1, 2, 3, and part everything else.
So, all right. Today, in our first foray into the wild world of...
The internet.
Free-to-play, enjoy-the-cash-shop gaming, we have MapleStory.
We did talk about Guts.
Yeah. Wait, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. That was, like, the second one, and I was like, fuck, I hate Koreans! That was a great episode.
We were cased out. That episode actually wasn't too bad.
I don't know.
In
I sounded
my
pretty,
professional opinion.
In the modern vernacular, I sounded pretty fucking butthurt, but, you know what? I can live with that, because it's still bullshit.
All right. We're talking about today is
that game, MapleStory.
MapleStory.
Okay, MapleStory is
a childhood fantasy.
It's probably a game you're familiar with because it's pretty ubiquitous on the internet. I hear they've, actually had ads on TV.
On TV, yeah. In magazines. It is still a free-to-play game.
They do have the cards in Target though. You can buy to get little points.
Well, isn't it, like, also a card game? Like, they made a TCG out of it, and then some cards will have... You can redeem for points online.
Well,
really?
Yeah, it's like a friggin'...
Damn!
Webkinz, but Marvin Oji.
What's Webkinz?
But the things you buy in Target points are to get, like, special things at the shop.
Well, yeah, that's just buying their...
angel wings that can glitter in the sun, Things you don't need.
Yeah, Marvin Oji follows that very...
MapleStory!
Fuck! MapleStory follows that very common formula that you have... a free-to-play game that's then supported by the cash shop. But they do it pretty well in this regard in that, like, nothing you get from the cash shop gives you an in-game advantage. It just makes you look pretty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like,
which, to a lot of people, is worth the money.
Yeah. Hey! Speaking of, we like games where you can look pretty.
Also, like you just got, like, a whatever like, dollar haircut.
I like M15. I like MGS3.
Oh, that's
Walmart's
not bad.
The best place to go.
Wait, you got a haircut at Walmart?
So did I.
Really?
That's a Walmart haircut?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're better than anywhere else.
Shit, son.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? The girl who cut my hair used to own J&J's.
Whoa.
What?
Uh-huh.
How do you go from pizzeria to haircutting?
Because she and her boyfriend ran it, and then they broke up, and he got it.
Oh, bitch. He's the bitch, not her.
Uh-huh.
That situation's a bitch. Maybe she's a bitch.
Does she cut hair with a pizza cutter?
Oh, I wish.
Just go around the head.
Well, that would explain the shorter tufts and the longer tufts. Sometimes that blade wasn't as sharp.
Yeah.
But speaking of...
pizza and hair cutting.
Hairstyles in the game. Could relate to back.
Yeah, the...
Well, let's talk about the game, like... You start the game. It's a 2D side-scroller. Which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Like... This was also, like, one of the first MMOs we got into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So
like we said, it's pretty ubiquitous.
Especially, like, one of the first grind-end ones.
Even I played it, so you know it has to be.
So it's a 2D world. You can jump around, you can climb ladders and stuff. You traverse between, like, set stage... Like, not really stages, but, like, this screen is all one self-contained package, and then this screen is all one self-contained package, and there's towns and shit.
It's like when you have a 2D platformer with an open world.
Yeah, right.
Kind of like The Underside.
Or Mega Man on the DS.
Yeah.
So you have all these interconnected 2D stages, you choose, you start out as a beginner, and you get to choose between, warrior, magician, ranger.
Yeah, there are a bunch of different job classes, and they branch even beyond that. So you can become a thief, and then you can become a throwing thief or a stabbing thief.
And then, like, if you play the warrior, you become a sword warrior or a lance warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah,
polearm.
Can I ask an odd question that you can edit out later?
Sure.
What is the Pokemon game? You guys were saying, like, a 2D platform. What is the Pokemon game?
What? What is the Pokemon game?
Like...
The badass Pokemon game?
No. Like, what would it be? 2D platform, you go sideways, obviously. Pokemon game, you're on a little screen.
Oh, what genre is Pokemon?
It's pretty standard, like, RPG setup.
Yeah.
Just a regular RPG setup.
But with less RPGing and more Pokemoning.
Yeah.
Except Pokemoning or grinding.
Whatever, go back to what you're saying.
So, yeah. You start this game, and you're all like, I'm going to be a magician. So you go to the Black Mage Forest, and it's all, like, green vines and chill music. And you're like, this is all right. I got a pointy hat.
Yeah.
Or maybe you're like, I want to be a thief. So you go over to the big city, and there's all graffiti everywhere. It's like, hoops!
You're just not having a good day.
I'm having a wonderful day.
You bump your head, you throw some stuff, you lose Carcassonne.
You're like, damn. We got, like... New York City and the Black Mage Forest on an island in between, with like a little mountain in between each other.
Yeah.
That's
well, to be an archer, which is what I was, you had to go through like
and then go to Hennessy
to become. Yeah, you had to go to Hennessy's, which is kind of weird.
Is that are archers big pimping?
I guess so. And then to become a warrior, you gotta go to like the Midwest,
the tallest mountain in the world,
like Native American mountain. Cliffs.
Yeah, but like, didn't you have to be like something else and then become a warrior or something?
Well, you start out as a beginner, and then if you have enough strength, you can become a warrior, and if you have enough intelligence, you can become a magician. You can also now become a pirate, and they get guns.
Is that one of the like beginner classes?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's kind of crazy.
The thief was like a ninja, that's what it was.
Yeah, the thief could like throw shuriken or just stab people.
My understanding was that's how you play thief, just buy a billion shurikens.
Yeah,
I remember I was playing thief. And it was pretty ballin', because I was like, I had my thief headband, and like a pair of jeans, and then I had to get the upgraded thief armor, and it was like a bikini, and it's like, I can't take this game seriously anymore.
Yeah.
I played a warrior and a magician at different times, and it was like, it was pretty cool. Yeah. As a warrior, had a big stick, beat things. As a magician, had like magic claw.
Yep.
I played the thief, and I looked like Robin Hood on purpose.
The pirate was pretty cool, too, because they also introduced at the time, you could set, like... a text thing to go along with using your skills, like a macro.
Oh, yeah.
So we all had, like, the...
Me
and Brian had the auto-fire skills, so we were just like, ducka, 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 ducka. It was pretty cool.
Huh. All right. Well, that's... Like, we were saying about the... how it's not actually free to play, but then pay to win. Because, first of all, like, it's a grinding game.
Basically. Yeah, it is.
There's quests, and you kill monsters, and that's how you level up to fight bigger monsters and take on harder quests.
Yeah, basically, each class does have different quests to level up, but they're all the same kind of thing. You know, kill 10 of the things that are X distance from from our city and bring them back, and then kill 20 pigs, and then do that.
Well, then, of course, you know, later on, once you get to, like, the party quest, then everybody's doing the same quest, because you want to have a party.
Because then you're like, go collect 30 big bubbling bubbles from the subways.
Yeah.
And those guys are impossible to kill, so you never do that quest.
Uh-huh.
Well, they were impossible for us.
Yeah,
because we never played enough.
Well, I was actually, like, a nerd, and I looked up, like, how can I be an optimal fighter?
Uh-huh.
And it was just like...
kill everything.
Put 3 points in strength. Put 2 points in dexterity. Continue.
Yeah.
Like the game itself, like, it is just a kind of brainless grind fest. But it's fun when you have, like, a group of people, because you're all working together to achieve, you know, some kind of goal, and you all have your own strengths and stuff.
Yeah. Well, because what I was going to say was, it's cool because, like, the weapons aren't really that sort of unbalanced, and there really is nothing you can buy that will, you know, there's not, like, a particularly better weapon that you have to pay for than otherwise, and it's all... like, what makes your character sort of unique is the kind of tech trees that you go up, and, like, that determines how you fit into your party and such.
Right.
I don't know. It's a very sort of aesthetic game. It's got a very unique look to it, with the cutesy
character. It might have been unique at one time.
I mean, I think it's still kind of unique. I mean, like, what else is that tiny and big-headed?
Lautel.
Lautel?
Yeah. It's basically the same game. Area Games, I think, does it.
Oh.
You guys know they came out with a MapleStory comic series, too, right?
No.
I think I heard about that. Yeah.
Whatever happened to that DS project they were working on?
I think that came out.
Did it?
I don't know.
So, in other words, MapleStory is going to become, like, huge.
No, because there are only so many, I don't know,
people who would play it.
Weeaboo high schoolers in the world.
Yeah, but there's always more Weeaboo high schoolers.
There's always more coming in. The thing is, the DS came out, the DS thing came out, and I haven't heard about it, so my call is that...
Well, are you sure it actually came out?
Either it already came out and nobody cares, or they let the hype go, which is not good if it didn't come out yet.
I'm kind of curious as to, like, what the state of the MapleStory populace is today. Like, how many people are still playing, like... Like, a ratio of live accounts to dead accounts.
Mm.
Uh-huh.
Mm, dead accounts are definitely going to be higher.
Well, yeah, dead accounts always go up. That's the one constant.
I guess.
You know, you get a guy who's like, oh, this game seems pretty fun, and then he just kind of dicks around and is like, all right, playing alone is really boring. I'm done here. Because,
yeah.
Like, for me, the game was only really amusing when you were with other people, because otherwise it's just like, all right, I'm going to punch that slime, and if I punch enough slimes, my numbers are going to go up.
Yeah.
It's the same with every MMO, without a doubt. But I think it really shows in MapleStory, because the first 10 levels, you can grind up in a day.
Yeah, in like an hour.
Yeah.
And then once it starts getting up there, you're like, this is really tedious. And that's when you either team up with someone else or stop playing the game for a week.
And even if you team up with other people, like, it's fun until maybe 30.
Yeah.
Now, you see, that's the scary part, though, because my roommate, Lincoln, Like, we started over playing because of something. There was some resurgence or whatever.
Uh-huh. Maybe the pirate update thing?
No, because I never actually got to see the pirates.
Oh.
I never saw that. But when we did, he played as a thief, and I was doing my thing. And basically, like, he got up to level 15 by the time we were only at, like, level 8.
Okay.
He's insane. He was basically playing by himself and just going up and up and up.
Uh-huh.
So... Like, if you're crazy, you can play it by yourself and just keep going up. I don't know what sort of the view of that is. Like, okay, there's different, like, player types. There's, like, the explorers, the destroyers, the... I forget what they are, but, like...
Ace of spades, diamonds, and hearts.
Sure, why not?
Hearts like social interaction, diamonds like to collect things, spades like to... clubs like to destroy, and spades like to figure things out.
Okay.
Spade and a diamond. I really like to collect things.
It's like spade
club
here.
Well, I mean, you're going to be a bit of each.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. No, but I don't like working on things.
It's the Bartle test. Look it up.
Okay, which one likes to watch numbers go up while pressing the same button over and over and over? That's the kind of person who likes this game.
Yeah. I don't know. That.
Someone who has very little else to do and just wants something to entertain them.
No, I think, like, there's a, like...
Well, no, I mean, I really like MapleStory. It was a fun game. But the way you're describing it, someone who just wants the same screen, well, not different screen, but same action over and over again.
You ever play Progress Quest?
Yeah. It's kind of like, Progress Quest is a fairly decent MapleStory simulator.
Yeah. Except,
but I mean, you know, it's designed to be that sort of thing. So,
it's designed
to
be a parody, and it's good at that. I like it, and... This falls with most MMO games like this, where it's, like, a world that you grind in. The idea of, like, when you have a sort of, like, live fighting system.
Yeah, like, it's not, you know, you actively engage your enemies. Like, you're not just like, okay, I'm going to click on him. Okay, I'm attacking him. Okay, throw a fireball now.
Yeah,
okay, still attacking him. Like,
that shit was scary.
You know... You have to jump around, and, you know, you say attack, and it's, you know...
Like, it's a bit more like a traditional platformer than an RPG in that sense.
Yeah.
But almost not enough. Well, that was, like... It's, like, for... Like, every once in a while, I was able to take, like, a hilarious screenshot of stuff that happened. And one of them that I had was just, like, go up, hit one slime, hit another slime, then being chased by 20 slimes.
was terrifying. I remember the first time I met a slime.
Yeah, the game has, like... Such a charm to it, because all of the enemies that you fight, like, they're not menacing things.
Yeah.
Like, you start out fighting snails and little mushroom people, and you get to, like, big mushroom people
and
with
like,
little big smiley mouths.
Everything is happy except for like the fire boars.
The green slimes bouncing around, just kind of grinning at everyone with their little three mouths.
Yeah, but those green slimes were scary.
No, they
weren't. When you had like 10 of those chasing you and you were only like level 6, you're like, oh, I don't want to die.
And then you just run into the midst of them and be like, selling ass kicking! And then just flip out.
And, I mean, it's fun to just dick around in that game. Like, for a while, I remember, I think it was me and you were just following someone.
Uh-huh.
Just like, just kind of sneaking around. Except you can't really sneak, so we're just, you know, walking slowly behind them.
Uh-huh.
And then there was the whole, you green slime business.
There was this one guy who, I was sitting on a bench, because when you sit, you gain health faster.
Yeah.
So I was sitting on a bench, this other guy comes over, sits on the bench, and he takes off all his clothes. Then he sits a little bit closer. Then he sits a little bit closer. I just say, personal bubble.
See, that's what I like in an MMO, when shit like that happens.
Like, yeah,
there was a time when me and Ryan was playing, when I was my thief, and I think you were a wizard, and we went to Kerning City, and I was walking around at the base of the crane, and you went up to the top.
Mm-hmm.
And
then, oh, yeah!
And you jumped off, and laid down as soon as you hit the ground and put on the X-Eyes.
Yeah, made the little, you know, dead emote.
And I started, like, making a big deal and put on, like, the crying face, like, no! He's dead! And everyone started gathering around, like, what?
I remember one time, we did that magic trick where I was like, I can make one participant in the audience disappear! Yeah. And I called Brian forward and he just logged out and I was like, behold! He has been cast away from this world! And everyone was like, oh my god!
Yeah.
See, like
they didn't give us any money, though.
Aw. Like, that's...
Oh, except this one time, this guy just dropped 100 cakes on me. And I was like, oh, 100 cakes!
That happened to me a lot, because I was playing a female character.
Yeah, didn't someone give you, like, earrings?
Yeah.
It was the best to play as a girl, because all the guys come over and be like, hey, we love you. And you're like, I'm a noob. And they're like, oh, we'll give you free stuff. Yeah. Good luck, hon.
No, because the same guy gave me, like, 100 cakes, too. And I was just like, man, if they modeled being fat, I would be fat. It's just like, hit, 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 cake.
Yeah, because some of the recovery items are like, you know, green potions and blue or red potions and blue potions. And then some of them are like...
cake and orange.
Yeah, melons and hot dogs. And then some of them are cake. And cake is awesome because it refills like 100 HP and 100 MP. So you just guzzle them cakes.
Yeah. Like, oh, I need more cake. I'm not battling enough.
And then eventually you're just, you know, rolling around Kerning City and everyone's like, oh my god.
And somebody push me towards the liposuction.
Yeah,
we never found out what to deal with the, like, virtual cafe in...
Oh,
yeah!
They had this one place where it's like, you could go if you were logged in from a net cafe, which I think might have just been, like, a holdover from Korea.
Yeah.
Because, like, they're really big over there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if anyone in the international service could actually get in there.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I mean, probably not, but still.
Because, like, I was like, I don't know. Maybe it's if you sign in from an IP other than the one you registered with, but that wasn't true.
Maybe.
Hmm. Were you guys playing, I think it must have been your junior year, my sophomore year, for Christmas time?
Christmas time?
I remember...
Did you guys do the Christmas special?
I had a level something candy cane weapon.
Well, no, what happened
I've got a bunch of roses.
And the roses...
I played till Christmas night, like, I was on there all day.
Uh-huh.
And I went to where Santa was supposed to be, and the only thing there was a cat.
Aww.
And I was really upset because I did the whole quest. And instead of going to, like, the North Pole, like they had said, I went to the wrong pole. And the gag was that you get the wrong thing. And I was like, no! And then, of course, the time elapsed because it was past midnight.
Fuckers!
And all I got was, like, my bag of stuff and a cat. It was like, oh.
Wait, but you got a pet?
Well, no, but, like, I was standing there with the cat all by myself.
Oh.
And it's like, man, why am I here by myself? I thought people played this game.
Oh.
Time elapsed. Where's my present?
That's so sad.
Yeah, they do all sorts of events. Like, there was one for Thanksgiving where you could get, like, turkeys from things, and there were also, like, cyborg turkeys running around.
Yeah.
And there was one for, like, Chinese New Year where you could get red tickets, and then you bring it back to, like, the Chinese New Year guy, and he showers you with money.
Yeah. Well, one thing that I thought it never did very well was sort of explaining the events and stuff to you.
Yeah, because, like, it was kind of broken English sometimes. Like, they fixed it later on, like... The study behind the mushroom. They later made that quest title make sense.
Oh. But yeah, like But, like, there was always that one kid in, like, the first port city.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's
like,
all like...
Like, I'm waiting for my brother. There's going to be an event.
There was never an event.
Yeah, like... Except I think there was one time. He's like, no, we're about to start the event. And then, like, I like sat there and talked to him for maybe, like, an hour, and they never started an event.
Huh. We talked to someone like the admin people or, like, the event manager people, and they're like, yeah, we manage events. Okay.
That's it. That's cool. Like, it's just sort of, like, I don't know, I think the best way to advance in that game anyway was to just mindfully kill things. Like, don't even bother with the quests.
Yes. No, no, the quests are definitely, because, like, usually they just involve mindlessly killing things, and then a big reward after killing, you know, 30 of them.
They were better in the beginning. I don't think they scaled them well.
Yeah, like, you got a lot of quests really early on, and then just ones that were, like, ridiculous to complete, like...
The sewer one.
Yeah, like, the sewer one, or there was one that was, like... some kind of thing. It was like a botanical study. It's like you needed to get like some kind of rare drop from a stump. It's like I never got that, and you also needed like earrings. I don't know where you're supposed to get earrings from. Never did that one.
See, but I do know, speaking of how you have to buy things, for the one quest in like, I don't want to say middle of the game, you had to buy something in order to complete the quest
from the cash shop.
Yeah, from the cash shop.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember. It was, like, a cheap item. It was, like, I think, like, $10. But, like, I was sitting there, and I was like, why am I going to pay $10 to buy that when I could just skip the quest?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there was that. There was always, like, whatever level you were at, there was probably always at least one other thing to do, or you had done enough that you leveled up and there were more quests.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, they did have that going for them.
The one other thing I liked about MapleStory, but I think Mabinogi did better, was how you can get a lot of items from doing things other than killing things.
Mm.
Like, I think far too often in MMOs, it's the drops that you want. But you can break boxes or you hit branches and you get things from that, and you can make arrows and weapons and stuff from
that. Yeah, like, there was a fair bit of crafting. Like, you could collect ore, and then you'd bring them to guys, and you're like, okay, let's make this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then it cost a lot of money on top of
it. Yeah, it also, like, you needed all these special materials, and you still had to pay, like, half the cost of the thing.
Uh-huh. And you had to bring it to, like, the blacksmith to do it, where, as in Mabinogi, is just like, you get the stuff, you can try to do it.
Uh-huh.
Especially because, like, to get, like, one, like, bar of metal, you needed, like, 10 ores, and ores were, like, a rare drop.
It wasn't as egregious as in Mabinogi, though. That was terrible.
Yeah, you were a weaver, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think that was before we realized that when you had a bunch of people in a party, you just got, like, a straight boost to all of your making things skills.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
But I think stuff like that adds an interesting divergence to the type of players you get, because if you spend all your time... Not so in Mabinogi, because you can still get experience from doing things like that.
Yeah.
But in MapleStory, if you spend all your time just gathering materials and not killing things, you don't level up, but you can get close to fabulously wealthy doing that. And you get people who have a different sort of power than the people who just spent all the time grinding.
Well, I mean, there wasn't really so many places to get materials other than just, like, killing guys, unless you just wanted to play the markets.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, there were sticks and stuff. Like, there were those trees and stuff, but they generally just dropped, like, sticks and maybe potions.
Yeah. And that's why I think Mabinogi did it better.
Mm.
Actually, that's a good point to bring up, is that I think just because of, like, the dearth... No, that means lack of...
The,
like,
girth?
There were so many people... There was, like, quite sort of a player economy happening in that game. I mean, that's where the whole, like, selling and buying thing.
Yeah.
Of course, they did it, like, there's a place where you can go and set up, like, a shop.
Uh-huh.
But then there was also just people who would...
Just, like, run through the streets screaming. Like, want to buy Red Whip level 100 enchant scroll!
Yeah.
And then just, you know, fill the rest of their text box with ads.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But still, like, sometimes you could get stuff cheaper there or more there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, almost if I started to do that game again, I might actually do that, where I would just, like, go pick up stuff, and then rather than actually trying to do quests or anything, just sell all of my stuff all the time.
Mm-hmm. That's actually what Jansen's doing right now in WoW. He's a leather crafter, so he just buys ass loads of cheap leather that's, like, I think he said it was, like, 6 gold a stack or something for, like, you know, really cheap leather, and he makes it into better quality leather that he sells for, like, 90 gold a stack. And, like, he says he's just waiting until the day that the people he buys from start buying from him, and then he'll just scream.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
It's kind of like what I was doing with the bat skins and the wads and coal.
Yeah.
Ah! Nice.
That was almost really bad.
Yeah, why is...
This is a place.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I never got into that, though, because I like the jumping around and killing and evading stuff. Like, I like the combat. I like twitch things. I like to run into a mob of enemies and just start whacking stuff with a pole arm. Throwing a fireball, maybe.
I had a lot of fun once I finally got my double strike as a thief.
Yeah.
Because then I just rush in and go... and then leap out and sit on my chair.
Yeah. I remember that one time that we found the guys who were hacking, like, in one of the back rooms.
Uh-huh.
The game had, I think, again, because there's so many people, the game does have quite a hacking issue.
Yeah, like, I don't know, the specifics of it, but, like, you know, you'd find guys that were just standing on one little platform somewhere just going, attack, 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 and just everything in the world was getting hit, and then all the items would get vacuumed to them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But we would find those people and then just go around and pick up all the ores and shit that they were dropping before they could vacuum them.
They would just, like, because all the enemies would get pulled right in front of them, and then they were just constantly hitting. But they, like, left the button held down on the keyboard, so they'd be like, he's not moving to pick him up. So you would just run in front of him and grab all the stuff that he's been grinding for.
Uh-huh. And then they'd get pissed at you.
Yeah, fun times.
Yeah, well, good times. The one thing I always wished Mabunoshi did...
Maple Story?
Yeah. But can understand why they didn't, is make it more like Darkfall, even though Darkfall wasn't around before. Because there's always the certain level that you can't interact with all these people. I don't mean, like, PvP or anything.
Uh-huh.
But you couldn't... There wasn't any way to stop people from doing something.
Yeah.
Like, even if there's a way to, like, put a thing down and say, this is our area for, like...
Area.
The Dorico Mafia, or whatever we were.
DK. Oh! Yeah, like, we didn't want to put up money for, like, a clan, so we just put a tag in front of our name.
Yeah. Actually, that's one thing I liked about Puzzle Pirates, is that if you sailed around and you found, like, an uninhabited island, you could just, like, build a shop and make it your island.
Yeah. Oh.
Why don't I play Puzzle Pirates? Because it's like...
Because it's free to look at and play some puzzles, pay to do anything else, pretty much.
Oh.
Like, you have to pay to get a crafter's badge, so you can play, like, the other half of the puzzles they offer.
Oh.
Otherwise, it's like, you can play one of those puzzles on one day a week, like, and not get anything from it.
Okay.
Like it's a good idea, it's a pretty good execution, they want too much money from it, and it looks dumb. It looks like Playmobil.
What's wrong with Playmobil?
Nothing's wrong with Playmobil, but I don't want my video games looking like
Playmobil. Come on, we're talking about Maple Story. It's fucking super, super kawaii.
I think I'm going to have to, like, re-update my Maple Story and start playing again.
No, come play Mega 10 with me and Nick.
No, well,
It's like badass Pokemon.
Let's play Mabunoji for the next week. And then we'll do a Novicast.
Huh?
And then we'll play Megaton for a week.
Novicast.
Well, if you guys... I'll bring my computer and hook up all these games to my computer. And then when I'm with you, like, every day, I'll play with you.
Alright.
Okay.
Yeah, if I've got a computer I can use, I'll definitely be in for playing some Mabunoji.
Oh, man.
Like, this weekend.
You said you had, like, four laptops sitting in your room. Let me borrow one.
None of them can do anything like that.
Oh, you can have your books back. I got my English books back, so you can have yours. Alright, so, Maple Story.
It's the intro to MMOs with Grindin.
Yeah, like, hell, you probably played this game in high school if you're about, you know, our age.
What's our age?
Most of us are
17
now.
To 21?
Yeah.
Who's 21?
Who's 17?
Who's 17?
I just feel like saying 18 to 20 because that gives you a very small bracket.
It's okay. I always tell people I'm 18 anyway.
Yeah, well, you could pass for 17, maybe.
I've been known to be 5.
Wow.
Do you remember that hitchhiker that was staying with me for a while? He thought I was like 25.
Really?
Yeah.
You and a hitchhiker staying with you?
Yeah, my dad.
Picked up a hitchhiker?
Yeah, he picked him up the other day. He's a really cool guy. He was on the road for like 3 months, I think. He started in Georgia. He's just been following the Appalachian Trail north.
Wow.
Yeah.
And your dad just pulled over and picked him up?
No, he met him, I don't know where he ran into him, but he was like, yo, what's up? It's going to rain. You got some place to stay? And he was like, no. He's like, all right,
aww,
come home with me.
I love your family. Like,
so what's the guy's story? He's from Georgia?
Yeah. He calls things pop.
Huh?
Things like soda. He calls soda pop.
Wow. That's JoJo, right?
Yep.
All right.
He had an impressive beard.
As hitchhikers are wont to do.
Yes. His trail name was White Bread.
So.
Versus breadcrumb?
So.
Maple Story.
This has been.
It's like the intro to MMO grinding games.
Yeah, it's like.
I don't know really what else you can say. It's also the least pay to win of these games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Check it out for like a month.
I mean, I think the worst thing they have is the pets. You can pay to get a pet, and then the pet will pick stuff up for you.
Yeah. Like, that's the only, like, in-game advantage I can think of that you can purchase. Other than that, it's like, I want groovy sunglasses, or pointy hair, or angel wings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or I want to, like, replace my weapon with,
sparkly
wands. Yeah, like, sparkly wands and shit.
Sometimes they do goad you into doing it, but it's something you can always avoid, like the haircut thing.
Yeah.
I had, like, my awesome giant hair. And then I went to, like, to get, like to give every character a free haircut ticket.
And it just gives you a random haircut.
And they gave me a shaved head.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, you were bald for a while. Then you got a big hat.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, see, it's a game that, you know, the focus of the gameplay itself is like, all right, go to places, kill monsters, do quests, fuck bitches, make money. Not those last two. It's not actually that interesting.
Make money.
But there's enough, like, side stuff that, you know, you can amuse yourself if you're playing with a couple friends.
Well,
so, like,
I liked it, and I don't really like a lot of the games you guys like.
Yeah.
So this is a very player-friendly or variety game.
It's a cute game. If you play with friends, you'll be like, oh, man, we're in a cool fantasy world. Let's go do some fantastical things.
It's an MMO, and so it has that sort of integral be social with other people element to it.
Yeah, like one time, some guy, he didn't know what he was doing. I forget who it was. It was one of us. They took the taxi into the ant tunnel when we were like level 20. You'll get murdered in there. And I was like, all right, rescue mission, let's go!
Yeah, I remember that.
So it's like, situations like this can arise, and like, you can do fun stuff.
Isn't that so, Ryan?
Yes. Yeah, it was Patrick.
The non-acid trip. According to what you said before, a mystical, magical place where you can travel with your friends and have a lot of fun.
It's not that magical.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know.
But see, it's something like that that would pull you all together. You're like, we've got to use these abilities to get through. Otherwise, you know.
So it was a situation fun game.
Yeah.
And, like, I like that they had such diverse of environments. Like, they had kind of, like, the generic foresty place where it's, like, you run into slimes and mushrooms and pigs. Then you go in the mountain where there's, like, evil tree stumps and stuff. And then you go into the Black Mage Forest. And it's, like, if you want to play in a certain environment that day, you can.
Yeah.
It's, like, if you want to go, like, into the deep dungeon in the center of the island where it's, like, all really deep forest and stuff. And there's all, like, this kind of tranquil music. It's, like, that's where I would go, like, if I was, you know, just kind of chilling, waiting for other people to log on. It was like, ah, this is nice.
Yeah, like, that's, every area is unique and diverse and well.
Well, a single thing can't be diverse.
Sure it can. A house, it'll fall down, but a house divided can fall down. I don't know.
House divided can.
The areas you have to choose to play in are diverse.
Sure.
Like, you can go to other islands and shit. Like, there are airships, and you go to this place, and it's all, like, towers and clouds and maybe lost technology. I don't even know.
And Legos? There's like,
yeah,
the
there's like
a
fucking Lego place?
Yeah.
Like,
where you fight clocks? I think there's a giant clock bat.
See, I never made it that far.
Yeah, like, I never really made it that far either.
I never made it.
Yeah, and then there's like Wedding Town.
Yeah.
Like, there was just a couple times where it was like, ooh, airship. Okay, let's go. Fuck, everything here is like 20 levels higher than me. I don't have enough money to get back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's when you pray for other people to come and
join
with you, and then you get
bail
me
out.
Extra points.
So yeah, it's
a cool game.
I'm surprised that, like, objectively, like, it's not a very good game, but it's a very enjoyable game.
Yes, yeah. It has a very sort of lightheartedness to it, and I think that by having it itself, it puts you in the mindset, and that's a good decision on its part.
What is that sentence even?
It's like you know when you're feeling all grumpy and pissed off. When you see that it's a sunny day and your friends are all like, "Hey, come play with us. We're gonna have a good time." And then if you go, you actually have a good time.
Yeah,
it's that kind of thing.
So like when you're on the outside, it's like, "Oh, fucking Wappity's Grind Fest, that's bullshit. And then you get in there and you're like, no, oh, look at those cute slides.
Yeah.
And
wow, you guys all just did that.
What?
I'm glad I wear the pants in this family.
Well, I used to, but now it's more hole than pants, so.
I like shorts because they're comfortable and easy to wear.
Shirts?
Shorts.
You wear your, I want to call it Chanel pants, but Chanel pants.
Is that like what you have to wear at Best Buy?
Yeah.
Green?
No, blue actually. It's the closest thing to blue I have.
Oh.
Really?
You need to get some blue.
I don't like blue.
Really?
What?
I like green.
Blue is close to green.
A teal.
I don't think of it as cerulean
blue.
They supply the blue shirt, but it hasn't come in like a month now.
Huh.
So technically, I don't have to be in uniform, so sometimes I wear the Geek Squad uniform.
Huh.
Do you really? Wow.
Because it's much more comfortable because I can wear my black pants. And...
No, Nick, don't do it. Let us continue.
White shirt, black tie, Cadillac.
Never mind, go ahead and do it.
No Cadillac, though.
Alright, so that's Maple Story. Everybody is slamming their fists.
It is a fun game to play with your friends. You go around and you green slime.
Hey, you green slime. So what's the song for this one going to be?
I don't know yet.
How I Mine for Fish.
Wait.
I asked some guy that in Maple Story one time, and he said, I don't know, with dynamite?
Good answer. I'll put a link to this game on the website, which can be found at elitecoolstudios.net/podcast.
If you do decide to play, why don't you tell us what server you're on so everyone can coordinate?
Yes. The website is elitecoolstudios.net. I've released my Underside mod. It's crap. But I got feedback on it. People were like, apparently I have clever writing.
I thought it was pretty cool. I like that secret area you have.
Apparently one person broke it and he was like, I jumped over the roof and fell into a room full of numbers. I don't know if I meant to or not. And I was like, oh. Some people
caution,
have
caution, the floor is disengaged.
No, one guy was like, you know, in that opening room, you really should put something like either spikes or a door at the bottom so that way you don't get stuck in that area. Because right now the only way to get out
is to quit the game.
And I said, there's two warning signs that if you jump off, you will die of starvation. You jump off the end of the world. That is my design decision. That is punishment for jumping off the end of the world.
You gave him fair warning.
But if that's the end of the world, then where does the wind come from?
What would Columbus have done?
Sailed.
Kept going.
Fucking cried.
It's like, Columbus, we can't keep going. There's nothing out there but nothing. Don't care.
And then,
don't care.
And they're just falling through space, checking out all those turtles.
Right.
Nick, you really got to get that and like just put a little clip of that. Don't care.
We almost got the outro. We almost had it. Follow us on Twitter, Aliku Studios. Send us email, podcast@leapcrewstudios.net. I don't know what else we're doing. Join us for the rest of August as we cover more MMO-free games.
Next up is Mabinogi. You're going to like this one, I promise.
Well, let's not make promises yet.
I'm promising.
Okay, he's promising. It's going to be Mabinogi and you're going to like it.
He promised it in a sexy voice.
Mabinogi
really like
is one of the most decent free online games I've played.
Because I'm thinking we do Mabinogi and Megaten and then a catch-all. And I'm thinking Gunbound, we should do that in a Scorched Earth clone podcast.
It's not really a clone, but it's an artillery game. This isn't Mamargus.
Oh, I thought.
But it doesn't take place in like one contiguous world, so it might not fall within the purview. So I think it would be suitable for a catch-all, though.
Yeah, because I'm just thinking like, you know, Rumble. Any of the things where you go into like a room and then go.
Yeah.
Alright. Gow. We're done.
Gow.
Podcast is over.
that's what Mitchie D was doing when he was doing the one paragraph reviews, and he was doing 30 of them one a day.
Oh.
Because he was trying to make a point of, like, I wonder if you can actually make, like, you know, competent reviews in the space of one paragraph, like, mm-hmm. you know, when they have, like, the sidebar reviews.
Yeah.
So he was like, all right, I'm going to do one a day for a whole month. Just do one paragraph. And I thought that was, all right, that was pretty cool. We need to take the logical next step. 101 sentence reviews. I just want to go and review every game in my house in one sentence.
So, Dynasty Warriors Gundam.
Robots kicking each other. Repetitive but great.
Black.
Two sentences. Black.
Put a comma in there. Semicolon.
Yeah, that's a fucking okay. Semicolon.
Alright, fine. Black. The most visceral gun shooting games, but there ain't much else to it.
Bombastic.
You like dice that explode? This is awesome.
Gunstar Heroes.
This is one of the best platformer games ever and a real reason to be a fan of Treasure.
Mischief Makers.
Mischief Makers is another great platformer. Not their greatest, but one of another great reason to be a fan of Treasure.
It's possible. It's plausible. If this was Mythbusters, it would definitely be plausible. I'm sure you'd run into a game where it'd be like, shit, too many commas, semicolon, insert, and, or, but, whatever.
That's the thing. Like, I'm sure a bunch of my games would end up being the same.
Mm.
Because it's like I like shooting things. I like also shooting
things.
Welcome
to Panaria.
I like swords.